Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful, restful weekend, an opportunity to celebrate the Lord's Day, exalt the Lord, and with the community of believers. What a great time to be a Catholic. What a great time to be alive in the Lord and to be able to stand with the Lord at every liturgy, particularly on Sunday when we gather as the person of the priest who's standing there in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ elevates the body and blood of our Lord. And we as a community, as those united to Jesus in one body, we say amen to the offering that Jesus is making to the Father. That's what's happening there. Jesus himself is offering himself perpetually to the Father on our behalf. He became one of us so that one of us could give to God what belongs to God. That one of us, one from our race, could honor God and surrender and make his entire life an offering to him. And what's happening in the Eucharist, and it happens in a kind of hidden way, and it's careful. We have to be careful that we don't get too familiar with it in such a way that we think we understand everything that's going on without entering into it through the grace of the Holy Spirit and the help the Lord wants to give us every Sunday when we go. Because what's happening is the living sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary, his act of love in which he offered himself and in himself the whole human race to the Father, bringing back a rebellious people, a people who'd fallen from glory, who were, as St. Paul said, dead in their sins and alienated from God and strangers and even says enemies of God. Jesus came to establish God's rule and reign in a world that has broken from that rule and reign and refuses it. And Jesus came to show us exactly what it means to be human, exactly what it means to respond to our own created purpose. Who are we? Why are we here? Where are we going? Jesus shows us the way. He offers himself to the Father. He makes himself an offering and sacrifice to God. And there's so much going on there. The central thing this morning I want us to think about is that Jesus is offering a perpetual sacrifice to the Father through the rest of our time here on earth. There will be, and Jesus has assured us that this offering, this Eucharistic thanksgiving and praise to God the Father for his plan and purpose, and Jesus' willing and joyful offering of himself to the Father will be given to the Father throughout the world until Jesus comes again in glory. In this fallen world, which stands in rebellion against God, human beings refuse to give to God what belongs to God. Jesus, the firstborn of a new creation, Jesus, the image of the invisible God, who bears the Father's image but bears your image and mine as well. He unites heaven and earth in his offering, and he breaks the back of that rebellion, and he assures us that the way to peace, to integrity, authenticity, life, joy, security, all of it, is the pathway that he walked. And we come together on Sunday or each day of the week, for those of you who are able to go, we come together right there, the community of believers, and we say amen, and we cry out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. And we unite ourselves, and we're given the opportunity by the mercy of God and by the grace and sacraments of the church, we're given the opportunity to unite ourselves to that offering of love to God. Jesus is fulfilling the commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Honor your father. Jesus is doing it all perfectly. And he's allowing us to be united to him. And he gives us the power through the sacrament, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to make our lives an offering along with his. So when Jesus says, come follow me, ultimately, what he's saying to us is, come follow me to Calvary. Come with me, trust me, and believe that the most important thing you can do on this earth, in fact, the very thing you're created for, is to make your life an offering to God every single day in every little way. And Jesus said, I will be with you always. And he's with us always in the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, but he's also with us every day in the church, in the sacraments, in the presence of his priests and his people, and ultimately in the Eucharist. And it's real. It's not just a symbol. It's the real King, his real offering, being united to the Father, the offering that breaks the back of the devil and the power of all sin and the devil's claim over us and makes it possible for us to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, to become his disciple, to become sons and daughters of God who actually live like sons and daughters of God, which is exactly what the Master did. His entire life was oriented to the Father. The whole world is just scrambling constantly, right? In a frantic pace, running in every direction, pursuing idols of all kinds, lost in a haunted wood, often confused, anxious, fearful, not knowing where we're going. And here's the church. This is why the church is the light of the world. The church is the light of the world because the church can shine light on the person of Christ and cry out to the whole world and say, stop. Look, listen, there he is. That's the way you're searching for your heart cry, your deepest heart cry for fulfillment, for peace, for happiness, for joy, for love. It's right there. It's in him. And he invites you to follow him and come with him. Such a beautiful thing that can be so easy for us to miss. And understand, when you take that body and blood of the Lord, it's the power of the Spirit at work, making present the King himself, body, blood, soul, divinity, to feed you, to conform you to himself, to give you the power to become yourself a new creation and to walk in him. And walking in him and imitating Jesus, the great mystery is that we find ourselves. You know, the radical autonomy of the current culture is no, everybody's got to find their own way. And as Oprah said weeks ago at the Golden Globes, I guess it was all over the news, everybody, you know, the way forward for everybody is their own truth, is to assert and articulate their own truth and to live by their own truth. It's such a bunch of baloney. It sounds nice. I mean, at some level, I imagine if she means, I don't think this is what she means, but if she means that people are honest and live in the truth and don't hide and don't wear masks and all that, that's an important way to move toward understanding the truth. But ultimately, the truth can be found only in a person, in Jesus Christ. And the idea that happiness and fulfillment and unity in America and across the world is going to come because we're all going to assert our own truth and live in our own truth, it's silly. It's nonsense. It's fantasy. It's New Age Gnosticism, you might say. It's not real. And so it's a deception. And so what we see in Christ, who is the truth, he tells us we find freedom in laying hold of the truth, not just a truth or my truth or whatever, but the truth, singular. And he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Unlike any other religious leader in history, other leaders have said, you know, follow my teaching, follow this, follow that, but Jesus says, no, follow me. I am what you're looking for. I'm the truth about everything that matters. I will lead you to the truth about who you are and the truth about how you ought to live. That's his promise. He fulfills it every day for those who say yes to him and for a whole church that gathers around his table. And we acknowledge that offering is the source and summit of our faith. The faith is what we know, what we believe. We believe in the person of Christ to whom we entrust our entire lives. So that act of love, that sacrifice that Jesus gives, we say, here's the source and summit of our faith. One, because Jesus himself is that source, and the faith is revealed in him, in his life, his passion, death, his teachings, death on a cross, his resurrection, ascension to the right hand of the Father. It's perfectly communicated to us in the offering of his life on Calvary to God, that at the center of Christian faith is the total personal surrender of our entire being to our Creator in love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's where it starts. love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And Jesus shows us all the way to the end what that means. It's the source. It all flows from him. And it's the summit because it doesn't get any higher than that. This offering of Christ is being offered in the presence of the Father. At every moment in time, he's in eternity, but we think in time and space, right? He's before the Father with the wounds that healed us, with the wounds that are the absolute proof of his total obedience and loving surrender to the Father. And from those wounds now, the glory of God shines forth. And it's his humanity, his body that was wounded for our transgressions. And it's his body that has been glorified. And being united to him in this sacrament, we receive a foretaste of our destiny. Our bodies, which are aging and dying and are still subject in this way to the power of sin and death, Jesus, who's passed from death to life, will raise your mortal body, bring it into immortality to fulfill its ultimate destiny in the Father, to experience a full redemption, which is what? What is that? It means a full entering into the saving work of Jesus, and that is he gives us a share in his own glorified state before God. He fully dignifies and completes and transforms beyond our wildest imagining every person who believes him. Every person who in this life has stopped, has listened, has heard, has seen, and believed in Jesus. Not just generic belief, not just believing in yourself, it's believing in Christ, who he is, what he's done, who he claims to be. And that faith is expressed just as it was in his life, in obeying him, following him, surrendering everything to him, putting him right at the center of our life, of your life, my life, right there, each one of us. And if we live that way, and we walk in faith, in his body, among his people, he's going to give everything that belongs to him, a share in all that is his, to all those that belong to him. Tomorrow, I want to talk a little bit about the beautiful hymn in St. Paul's letter to the Colossians that talks a lot about this in the greatness and the supremacy of Jesus. Friends, there really is no one like him, and the church is so right on at the center of reality when we stand together around that altar or we kneel, when Jesus is lifted up before us, our King, our Majesty, our Lord and our Savior, the one for whom all things were made. You were made for him. That's what we want to touch on tomorrow. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one who can save but Jesus. And that's what he's come to do. That's why the church exists. And that's what he wants you and me to live in every day, wholeheartedly, to receive it now in the grace of the Holy Spirit among his people, and beginning now to live in the future kingdom the way he's called us to live. What a life. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.